This is CliffCentral.com.
All right. So George is here to tell us a little bit about what's going on in the world of motoring. We do this every week with him, and we check in on some stories that I think you'll find interesting. And, of course, if you don't get your fill of George here, you can always listen to Auto Central, which is every Monday between 9 and 10.
Yes, and the show's changing slightly. We're trying to make it more interesting and punchy.
So if you haven't tried it before, this is a good time to start.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right here on Cliff Central Studios is Auto Central on a fortnightly Monday morning, That's 9 a.m.
So we do a new show every second week, but there's one every week.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. You're gonna be wondering what my last story is, but I'm going to make you wait. It's that story is specifically for Gareth and Leanne.
Mm-hmm.
But the first story is the petrol price might drop by almost R1 next month.
Heard about this in the news. This is good.
Yes. So
usually you bring us bad news.
Exactly. It's time for good news. Mm-hmm. The petrol price might drop by almost R1 because the oil price is declining. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. It's a little bit set off by the negative effect of the rand, but good if it comes down by R1.
Cool. We'll take it.
We'll take it. We'll definitely take it.
Sure.
And then the UK car industry, because of Brexit, could lose £50,000 per minute.
You're joking.
As a result of border delays and import taxes. So they're lobbying to try and get a deal done so that Britain can export cars to the EU with no taxes, which could be as high as 10% on finished cars.
Well, how does this affect us at all?
No, it's actually good for us, to be honest.
Okay.
Because well, then, Europe will probably import more cars from us.
Right, then bring on the Brexit.
Bring on the Brexit. I think the deal should fall down.
Excellent. Excellent.
Brexcellent.
Brexcellent. Anything that's good for South Africa. We, Trump has started this role.
Cool. Okay, what else is going on?
And then ice cream trucks. Remember the old ice cream truck noise?
It's like the pedo anthem.
Yeah, I bet you Sia doesn't know that sound.
Sia, do you know the ice cream truck sound?
Yes, it's still going, isn't it?
Yeah, of course
I think it is.
I saw an ice cream truck the other day. It was driven by a creepy looking
man. I always imagine
man.
Cockroaches coming out of the bottom of it.
Well, you hear them in winter, you got to be suspicious.
You think so? Suspicious ice cream truck. Well, Nissan has produced an ice cream truck that is an electric vehicle. The biggest problem with producing an ice cream... there we go.
That one's a little different.
Yeah, it is.
That one's the one that Ben's talking about.
That's the special one that comes just for Ben.
That's the one Ben's talking about.
Look, Mommy, it's my truck.
Don't Mommy, speak to strangers.
Mommy, why has that man got his one hand in his lap and his other hand making my ice cream?
Ben, don't play with the man in the ice cream truck. Okay, Mommy.
Look, Ben's
Look
going,
you started,
Ben
me.
Is starting to, he's having the movie replay in his head and it's driving, it's
he
traumatizing.
He blocked it out for so long.
But Nissan has built an ice cream truck, or Nissan ice cream truck prototype that has solar panels on the roof and is an electric car. The biggest problem with an ice cream truck not being able to be an electric car is the fact that the traditional diesel engine has to run to keep the fridges going.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So those poor kids are getting like carbon dioxide poisoning before they get their... the dairy fix.
So Nissan is quite proud of themselves, and we're proud of them because they have solved the ice cream truck problem.
We've needed an upgrade. That's
because
sure.
The world was at odds how that was going to get solved.
I also thought the truck said roomies on it.
Roomies
for the longest time.
I thought you were going to say roofies.
that too. Depending which neighborhood the truck goes in.
And this one's just for Leanne and Gareth. And remember we spoke about the steering wheel as being the place that contains a lot of germs. Remember that conversation? Well, that's not the germiest spot in your car. Mm. Take a guess what you think the germiest spot is.
Maybe it's under your bum on the seat.
I think we spoke about under your bum before, and I think you brought it up too.
She's a little bit obsessed.
No, it won't be your gear lever because automatic cars
don't have a gear lever.
Yeah.
Is it all the crumbly bits in your...
The crumbly bits of what?
All the crumbly bits crumbly near your handbrake.
Well, it turns out that the driver's side floor mat contains the most microbes, bacteria, yeast, and mold.
Do you know why?
Yeast.
Because we stand in dog poop on our way to the car. That's happened to me a load of times.
Yeast and mold and microbes. Ah.
It's all from under our shoes.
So be careful if you accidentally drop your keys.
You know, please don't tell me this stuff.
Yeah, when you drop that M&M, don't bother.
There's no 5-second rule on your front mat.
Oh, it's gross. It's just so gross.
It's so gross. So anyway, the way to clean it is with baking soda. Let it stand with baking soda on it. Shake it out and for about half an hour and then vacuum it up. That's the way to get rid of those microbes.
I follow a YouTube channel where he cleans out these cars, but it's he undoes the seats and he screws out the railings and takes off the plastic off the doors and cleans the engine. It's so satisfying watching these things. But yeah, the stuff that's in people's carpets is not good.
I've got this friend who's now sending me emails every week of these gross things that they're discovering, like flies in hospitals who've developed this strain that can fight these super drugs, and now it carries these bacteria around. These flies are flying around with bacteria that have got super immunity. It's like an evil fly, an evil superhero fly.
It's like the fly from the movie.
I don't want to hear about this. Now every time I see a fly, I'm going, well, what if that one's a super fly?
A superhero fly.
And you try and smash it, or worse, it lands on you or on your food, and you develop some new horrible disease. Oh, please don't send me these stories. And George, please don't bring these stories in again. It just it upsets me. On a Friday... Ugh, I want to disinfect my whole car.
Paranoid.
I just want to put my whole car into baking soda.
You should have a pile of baking soda like that.
Yeah.
All right. Here's some comments, George. I would never ride a bike. I'm too scared, but I always make way for them because I can see it as one of the few people not clogging up the roads. They're doing us a favor.
That's nice. Exactly.
Yeah, it's nice.
That's Carl.
Yeah.
Good point from Carl. Craig in Cape Town says, just also suck a dick to motorcyclists in the yellow lane. If you can't lane split, you need to drive behind a car.
This is CliffCentral.com.